I don't think people appreciate the contortions that I went through this morning when they see what I'm going to post later this afternoon.
Okay.
So,
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
yesterday, Microsoft unveiled or announced or released, whatever you want to call it, iOS game streaming for Xbox or xCloud, right? And so this morning, I put my little iPhone right up on this little doodad. I got this little camera pointed right down at the big screen. And then I had a chair in front of me because I needed to get this thing up high enough so that I could get the right angle. And so I'm literally playing the Xbox game like this because you don't want to see the back of my head and everything else. But anyway, so
So,
coming.
sorry to backtrack a bit, because I went through this as well. I assume what you did is you saw it was on iOS and you're like, let me see what happens when I go to the sign it, sign up for it, and it lets you switch. And so you did that. You switched from Android to iOS.
And then that afternoon, I got a link for the
Yeah,
whatever.
no, it was actually really, I did the same.
And so got it all up and running, got a nice little video recorded, and I'll get that cleaned up and post this afternoon for people who are curious.
Which game did you choose to play?
Yeah, there was a wide variety of Halo and, well, Halo. So if you want to play Halo, iOS game streaming is the game platform for you. But,
Right.
yeah, that's all you can play right now for those who didn't get the joke. On obviously an Android, there's like 50 or 60 games at this point. But I mean, it
That's crazy.
worked. It's fine. It's I think Android is still a better experience, not just because there's more games. I think it's just much more refined and feels a little bit better.
Well,
But
interesting. I want to try this on an iPad. That's the reason I'm
yeah,
excited about it,
I need to steal my daughter's iPad and get
Need a
that
bigger
loaded
screen.
up.
I need a bigger screen. And I'd like to, it's weird to me this didn't come to the PC first. It seemed like the PC would give you the best experience, but
I mean, I would agree. I wonder if it's like a calculated thing that they know that, and they already know that, hey, PC streaming is fine. It's going to be what it is. The mobile experience is probably what they're more worried about than anything else.
Yeah, but I mean, the mobile experience is what's going to lag because people aren't going to want to stream this stuff over 4G. I mean, you're going to want to be under, in Wi-Fi. No, I don't
So,
know.
anyways, it's available now. I do find it hilarious that my iOS xCloud streaming like app icon is right next to Stadia, which doesn't let you stream games on your phone, but you have to pay for it. And then xCloud, you don't have to pay for it, at least not yet. And it does let you stream games on your phone.
So what's the deal with Stadia? Does it only work on Chromecast right
Yeah,
now
it only
and
works on this thing and I think PC. So,
PC? Okay.
yeah.
But it's not in beta anymore, right?
No,
It's
it's. I mean, you gotta pay for that. So, or buy the game, I guess. So, you know, you do what you gotta do. Anyway, so I'll have a video of that later,
Cool. Good,
probably
good,
this
good, good.
afternoon. So there you go.
Yep.
Fun times, fun times. It is. I also learned today that my daughter's home from school tomorrow, because why wouldn't she?
That's a great question. It's
It's like, all
middle of,
right,
what
so.
is it, like President's Day or something?
I don't
Or
even
what's
know.
the.
It's a day that ends in a Y and it's been whatever. Anyway, so she's off school tomorrow. So we've got that to deal with. That'll be fun for the live podcast at 1 p.m. Eastern time.
Bring her on. She
Yeah,
probably
she
has
should
some
do it.
insights she can offer about the industry.
Yeah, very well.
Which, in your perspective as a budding consumer,
Yes.
how do you
She will come
perceive
down and ask
Microsoft?
about that new icon on her iPad that she didn't put there.
Right.
And if we will buy any more games for her. That is.
Yes. Right. I like the idea of games, but could there be more of them?
Yeah, exactly. Like I like all the coloring things, and I like more of those. So we got that. I don't even know what else is going on. So Microsoft backtracked on their forcing Bing down everyone's Office 365 throat. Smart
God, I
move.
can't believe you've completely buried the lead because literally within a week of you deciding to move away from Newton Mail,
Oh yeah, that.
Essentials has kicked the bucket.
Yeah. Oh, which. So this is a fun story. So if you remember on this very podcast, whatever, 2 weeks ago, I was like, I'm not going to renew my Newton membership because it's coming up. And that was that.
What
And
was the
so
price? Like, was it 50 or 100
$50 for the
even?
year, not
50.
worth it. So in the app, I know this is crazy. Like you can delete your account and it says it cancels your subscription. Naive Brad thought, hey, that actually canceled my subscription, but it didn't. And I got a notification. I think it was quite literally yesterday or the day before that Newton Mail had auto resubscribed through the Microsoft Store. I'm like, ah, son of a. And
So you realize, like, literally that this company ended with $30 million in cash, which they're going to use to pay back their investors, who will be receiving pennies on the dollar of their investment. And that that subscription fee was just some infinitesimally small percentage that went to whatever those companies, I don't even remember who they are, but
there's some good news, but there's some challenges. So me being the consumer that I am, I'm like, I want to get my money back. I have two options, right? Try to figure out how to refund the subscription through the Microsoft store, or just call up American Express and be like, look, this company's literally shutting down. I'm not going to get my money's worth. Usually I had good experience with Amex, but I tried the Microsoft. You know what's really hard to figure out, Paul, is how to actually get a refund for a subscription through the Microsoft store. So here's what
I assume you had a chat with somebody.
Kind of. But here's the crazy thing. To get money back through the Microsoft store for a subscription, you have to go through the Xbox pipeline, not the Microsoft store pipeline. You go to the Xbox store refund process. And I was like that's what was throwing me off. Like,
What?
Yeah.
Because you paid through the Microsoft store on Windows 10 or whatever.
Yes. But on Microsoft.com, when you are looking for an app refund through the Microsoft store, you will be on an Xbox page. It'll say like Xbox.Microsoft.whatever. And it's all green. And then you can see your little app that you want to refund
I don't,
for.
Yeah. I'm guessing I haven't done this. I don't remember this. That's interesting. Okay.
It just threw me off because I'm like, it's not an Xbox thing. Why would I go through that? But whatever. I believe I got an email this morning that says my refund had been approved and it should show back up on my credit statement or whatever in 3 to 5 days or whenever that's the moon's align. So.
Yeah. Good. 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 Good.
Yeah. So now I'm back to just using the mail app for now until I figure out what's next in my life.
I think I've said this before, but I use the Gmail, web app as an app or whatever for our primary work account. And then I do use the Mail app on Windows 10 for other accounts. And it's just occasional. But more often than not, those accounts I'll go through Outlook Mobile on my phone. So like this morning, I got up and checked my mail and Gmail. And then I looked at my phone and I just swiped. Because most of the stuff I get at the other accounts is like, no. Yeah, like, who cares?
Yeah.
But yeah, I've tried again and again to use the Mail app. Like, use it.
It's fine. I mean, it's literally the definition of a minimum viable product, right?
I'd argue that it isn't. but I see what you're saying. I mean, sure.
Okay. The other thing too, I keep logging into Outlook.com waiting for the ability to add a Gmail account.
Are literally the last person on earth that has not gotten this capability.
Frank Shaw sitting back there and be like, that guy. No.
Is there something we can toggle on Brad's account?
But what I honestly thought about doing this, and I don't know if it'll work yet, but because I like the Outlook app on iOS so much, I was like, what if I could get that on the PC? Which is what everyone's been asking for since they announced it, once they bought Acompli back, whatever. But I was like, what if I got BlueStacks, which allows you to emulate Android on the PC, and then downloaded the Android version of it? Like, would it work? I haven't gone this far yet, but...
I recognize this line of thinking, and I understand where your head's at, but it's not going to be a good experience.
Well, the good experience is that my furnace just turned on because I forgot.
So what you really want is the, I bet the iPad app version of Outlook Mobile is pretty damn good. And I also, I'm just guessing, but I also guess that the Android tablet version, which is the thing you would be getting on BlueStacks, whatever that's called, would not be particularly good. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just.
I just bring the freaking thing to Windows.
People. I know. Like they have a bridge. They built it. They established it. They poured the concrete.
I know.
But they.
The fact that they are taking the existing calendar app, because Mail and Calendar are somehow the same app. They're the same app package or something. I don't know how that. If you when you update them, they update together. Whatever. The fact that they're taking the existing calendar app, which, by the way, is not bad. The calendar app is fine. Like, that actually works fine. But they're updating that in the latest, Windows 10 Insider Preview. It's not a new app. A lot of people are like, oh, my God, it's a new calendar. It's not. It's the same app. It's just, they're adding themes and stuff. But kind of a bad sign if you're hoping for them to get rid of the Mail app because it doesn't look like they are. Just got to add font support, like font sizing, Zoom, I did this. I wrote this functionality.
Your next app should be a
Mail app. Yeah, well,
step it up.
That's That's a quite a leap. that's the problem.
I don't disagree.
Well, and the reason, well, the big reason is to accounts, like you have to connect to these services. So this is like a baby steps thing. Like for me, really the next step is like a weather app or a RSS reader, you know, those apps that everyone has already made, like, because you got to kind of figure out how to work with online services and broken connectivity. And I mean, I was afraid just to do file access, like, you know, I'm opening text files. Like this is the simplest thing in the world, but it's still like, you know, so anyway, yeah, I'm not writing a mail app anytime soon, but yeah, I think about that. I mean, for sure.
Yep.
I'm just not there.
Yep. And then the other thing too, is if anybody missed, the Dangerous Duo segment from the developer day, they have apparently re-recorded it and then put it back up online for what it's supposed to be.
Oh no. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, just take a little eraser.
They re-recorded it?
Yeah.
So it doesn't fail.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. I mean, I get it too. And you know, that's whatever. I didn't check to see if they still had the applause.
Okay, so I'm gonna go look at that now. Now I'm curious. I feel like, look, it's a developer event. They went out early. We already talked about this. That thing failing, no problem. Mm-hmm. No problem. But now re-recording it really highlights. I mean, it kind of brings attention to it now. Yeah. You know?
Yep.
That's too bad.
Yeah. So you can go watch that if you want or not. It's up to you.
I am going to go watch
it. I know you are. I know you are.
That's crazy.
Theoretical question.
Sure.
So, anyways. What else is going on? Not a whole lot. I mean, I shouldn't say not a whole lot. That is actually quite a whole lot. Mobile World Congress.
It's been a busy week. Yeah. You know, for sure.
Mobile World Congress canceled. That's.
Yeah, for the best.
Yeah. Keep people healthy, happy.
I think it's okay to say that Microsoft was going to announce next to nothing at the show and was originally, but they've also canceled that announcement. So whatever they were going to announce, they've canceled it. So they're not even going to announce it virtually. So, whatever, but you know, cause you know, if it was a big deal, I would have went and then it would have been, this would have been a problem because my wife would have gone. So work would have paid for my ticket. It would be reasonable for work to say, look, just take the money back. You can apply it to a future work flight.
Seattle or whatever.
Yeah. But I would have bought tickets and, you know, for my wife and it would have been like, you know, now we really want to go to Barcelona. So anyway, it worked out that we never planned to go. So.
Yeah. I'm curious to see how there's a lot of people who actually did already buy tickets for work and they have rooms reserved and all. Hotel rooms are usually, unless it's like a boutique hotel, are usually like you can get your full money back as long as it's more than like 5 days out or something.
Yeah, we booked the hotel we had was nowhere near Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. Mm-hmm. Barcelona's a humongous city, and but whatever, it's got great public transportation and obviously cabs and stuff. But it was really far away, but it was nice because we were just in a nice area of the city, and it wasn't I think particularly expensive given that there was a trade show going on in town, like when you go to Vegas during CES or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think this might be the beginning of the end of this show and also of shows. You know,
yeah, I was thinking that too. I mean,
I saw someone wrote an article, which was what I had said the other day, which is that the big thing that's going to come out of this is these companies are going to realize they don't need the show. Mm-hmm. They're not going to go this year and they're going to be like, huh, we saved a shit ton of money and we don't, you know, like it's just, I think these shows have outlived their usefulness. Not that in-person meetings are not useful from time to time,
that's
forced, but.
That's the big key. I think the real losers of this are not the LGs and the Samsungs of the world. There's a whole crop of like middle vendors who have small components or whatever that use these events for business and trade deals. I suspect that aspect could go on, but I don't. I mean, does LG really need to go there?
Maybe that's what it should be. Back to being the dealer show. You know, that's what Convex was. That's what CES was like. No one cares about this part of it except for people like us. But I mean, the other big losers are people like us because these shows are an opportunity to go to one place at one time and see a bunch of different companies. That can be valuable. And even you and I not liking CES, I think we'd both agree that it was useful to be able to go to that hotel and meet with HP and Dell and Lenovo and whoever else was there. And those showstopper type events where it's kind of a smaller thing. Yeah, I mean, there's that aspect of it, but I don't know. I feel like there's a solution that isn't world's biggest trade show, you know?
Yeah.
Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. I don't think it'll truly die, but this might have been kind of the catalyst that says, maybe it's just not as big as it is.
Yeah, right. It would be interesting to see what next year looks like compared to the anticipated size.
Well, I'm sure they're going to try to force it on because for the...
Oh, of course. Of course.
Whoever puts it on, the GSM or whatever it's called, that's probably a huge moneymaker.
This is their whole business. I mean, what happened? Yeah. I mean, there probably won't be another pandemic next year. I mean, you know.
Yeah, you know. People don't cough on planes or sneeze.
Right. Right. The anti-vaxxers have finally gotten us. That's what this is.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. You got anything else for today, Mr. Paul?
I don't know what I'm going to do. I have a bunch of stuff in the works. I'm backdated, back overdue, whatever, on some device reviews. I've got some Office 365 stuff I'm working on, some 20-inch one stuff, some whole house audio stuff. I don't know. I'm just behind. So who knows what will come up today. It'll be a surprise to everybody, including me.
Yeah, we'll see. And tomorrow is Friday. It's also the day before Valentine's Day. Yes, it is.
Actually, tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
Oh, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Maybe is my kid out of school for Valentine's? That better not be.
There's no. There's no way. There's always the middle of February has always been something. It used to be different presidents' birthdays, and then it became President's Day. Maybe she's off because it's the annual Toyota sale. I don't know. Doesn't Toyota have a bigger plant in Ohio or something? It's probably
they do. Well, know. It's in they build the Camry like 90 minutes south of here. Okay. That's in Kentucky.
Maybe I'm thinking of who else might have one in Ohio.
Jeep's got, there's a bunch of them in Ohio, in northern Ohio, right just south of Detroit.
the annual Mazda Day or whatever.
The Mazda Day. Well, everybody, you can tune in tomorrow at 1 p.m. where we'll talk about Toyotathon, where you can get a great deal on Toyota Camry.
I can't believe it's this cheap.
They're giving them away.